Welcome to the ministry of Pastor Chris Ross. Pastor Chris has a dynamic teaching anointing, and he is the founder of the very vibrant Breakthrough Christian Church in Cape Town, South Africa. He is a healing evangelist and touches many lives through the Jesus the Answer outreach ministry. Now, enjoy this message by Pastor Chris.
And John came to see Jesus. I want my sons, James and John, to sit on your right hand and on your left hand. But Jesus said, are you able to drink of the cup I shall drink? Or are you able to be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? Woman, you your cross and follow Jesus to the end. Women of Zebedee, do you know that I love your sons, your boys James and John? Their cross, pay the price and follow me. Oh, woman, do you want your sons to pay? Follow Jesus to the end.
Amen.
Is anyone ready for the word? Listen to what the word of God says. The word of God says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Why don't we stand to our feet as we prepare to hear the word of God and welcome my pastor, your father, Pastor Chris.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I think if I can have the other pulpit down there, it will be much better. How you all doing? Are you all happy? Are you fine? God is a good God. Amen. He brought us here together to bless us this morning. And tell your neighbor, you will surely be blessed this morning. Amen. And then you may take your seat. Hallelujah. What a nice church. A beautiful church. Beautiful. Now, this month, you'll notice every month, our churches are preaching themes. And they get the theme from their leader, which is myself. And I get it from Jesus, who is the head of the church. Amen. Everything we preach is from the Bible. Say amen. If we teach you anything that's not in the Bible, you don't have to believe it. Amen. Everything must be from the Bible. The Word of God is the ultimate preeminence over everything. And last month, I think we were doing what? What were we doing last month? The blood. Wow, wasn't it powerful? The blood and the cross. So you see, we could only actually scratch the surface. Today, we are doing, this month we are doing strong Christians and backsliders. Amen? Strong Christians and backsliders is the theme. Don't have to write it down, I'm just giving you the theme. One of the things is that's really hurts a pastor's heart is if his Christians are not strong. So one of his jobs is to develop strong Christians. Alright? Because if Christians are not strong, they don't invite other Christians to church, they don't evangelize, any little problem that comes along, they just fall by the wayside, they serve God with one foot, they only serve Him on a Sunday. Now, these are the things the pastor is praying to God to change, and hoping to develop in you strength. Hallelujah. So today, we want to look at what it means to be a strong Christian. What it means to be a strong Christian. Beautiful. I don't think the announcer mentioned the CDs. I want you to get the CDs that we have available. At the bookshop, it is one of the keys to becoming a strong Christian. Listening to preaching. I'm going to teach you a lot of things and I want you to pay attention, all right? Young boys, sit up, put off your cell phones, rather get a book and a pen and write down the things that I'm going to say to you. Amen? I thank God for my father and mother who took me to church every Sunday. I didn't have a choice to go to church. I was so surprised when I spoke to a 13-year-old girl yesterday and I asked her if you're coming to church or not. And I realized there's no parent in the house, so there's no forcefulness, you see. My parents didn't give me a choice. They bend the will of the child. You must bend the will of the child. The child mustn't choose. The child only chooses when he leaves your roof. Then he chooses. Isn't it true? You can make him choose little things, that's all. You can say, do you want to wash the dishes or dry the dishes? Make a choice, all right? Do you want to dry, so I will wash, okay? It's very serious. We are producing lukewarm Christians. And we don't want to. We want to produce strong Christians. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10. The Bible says, finally, my brothers, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I think it's a very powerful scripture. Don't you think so? Everybody say after me, Ephesians 6 verse 10. I see some people not saying it after me. Ephesians 6 verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. It's important to memorize scriptures, all right? Say amen. If you don't memorize scriptures, it's one of the weak signs of your Christianity. Memorize. Know where they are and say. So this is a good scripture to memorize. Ephesians 6 verse 10. Finally, my brethren, hallelujah, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. What a wonderful commandment from the Apostle Paul by the Holy Spirit. Be weak in the Lord. Be pup in the Lord. Be schwach in the Lord. No. What does he say? Be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. Now, can I ask you a question? Are you strong in the Lord? Don't answer. Think about it. Everybody, think about it. Don't think about other things. Think about the question. Are you strong in the Lord? Don't worry. If you listen to the teachings, it will help you to become strong in the Lord. And I'll also show you, maybe you don't know the answer, but I'll show you now some things to explain to you if you are strong or not in the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, we are encouraged to be strong in the Lord. This word be strong comes up many times, not just once. You know, when God spoke to Joshua, He said, be strong and courageous. Remember? He said, you're going to take over the land, the promised land. But listen, if you're not strong, if you are pup, if you are weak, you cannot get more things than what you already have. It's a good message for all of us. Be strong in the Lord, right? So He says to Joshua, only be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid, because there will be some things that will start to make you afraid. But you mustn't be afraid. Hallelujah. I like it so very much. Be strong in the Lord, the power of His might. But to be strong, you must strengthen yourself. You don't just become strong after you are born. Isn't it true? Babies have to learn. Mothers massage their little legs, their muscles. Then they start to walk. You receive, they walk, then they fall. Then they stand and they fall. Sometimes they knock their heads many times, isn't it? When my boy was born, he had a constant knob just here on his head because he kept falling and he knocked his head all the time. And at some stage, I was thinking of buying him a helmet. Because every time the knob heals, then he falls on the same knob again. Then it just comes out like a fibop. You know fibop? I was starting to be concerned. Because if you fall a lot on your head, you start to do crazy things when you grow older. Isn't it? Maybe that's the reason for some of your behavior. You can't remember well, but maybe you fell a lot on your head. Hey, say mercy. Mercy. But you always hope that the boy can grow stronger, that he can balance himself, and that his arms can protect himself when he's falling, so that he doesn't hurt himself. The lions and, the elephants and the rhinos, if you watch a lot of animals, it's very interesting. Watch it more. Don't watch soapies, it's not good. Watch animals. You see, when the calf is born, of the antelope, then the baby is very weak. And then they say the baby only has about an hour to find strength. Because if the baby doesn't become strong, the lions and the other animals, they can smell the afterbirth. You see, because the mother gave birth, so there's a blood smell in the air. And you know, animals have a strong sense of smell. So they can, hey, wait, something is here. And they start moving towards that something. So if that baby doesn't find strength within an hour, it's finished. Because then you see the lions come and the elephant has to protect the little baby. But it's too many. Hyenas, animals, lions, it's a terrible world, but it will teach you a lot about life.
Amen.
If you're not strong in the Lord, you will become prey for the enemy.
Are you listening?
The devil eat your suma up, man. And many people have been eaten by the enemy already. I'm sure you know Christians that once served the Lord with you, but they don't serve the Lord anymore because they were not strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Hallelujah. Most Christians are strong in their bodies. They love the gym and their muscles. Some are strong in politics, like Sister Berra, who is a DA supporter. Some are strong in academics. They brag about their degrees. Some are strong in business. They say they can't go to church, they earn money. Some are strong in relationships, but they are not strong in the Lord. Do you understand? You can be strong in something, but you might not be strong in the Lord. But God is emphasizing to us, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. The sad thing about our Christians is that we know the Lord, but we never become strong in the Lord. We remain spiritual weaklings for the rest of our lives. What a shock. What a tragedy. What a sadness. I think somebody mentioned this, and I also agree. If you're serving God for 3 years, 3 years, you must be strong, very strong. You must be standing in front here. It's quite a concern, isn't it? That's why we are bringing the young people through, giving them opportunities to talk, and forgive them if they don't do things right. We are training them, all right? Teaching them, training them. You should be standing here leading the prayer in the mornings. If by 3 years, you should be able to preach a sermon. Doesn't matter how young or how old you are, 3 years, you should be working here. I mean, that poor antelope only gets 1 hour. Get up! Run! The enemy is coming. Hey! Have mercy on us, Lord. Anyway, now I want to show you quickly 6 reasons why you must strengthen yourself. Number one, you must strengthen yourself so that you can overcome the wicked one. Strengthen yourself so that you can overcome the wicked one. And when we say strengthen, we are now not referring to body, to bodies or to politics or to relationships or to anything. We want you to strengthen yourself in the Lord. And the first reason why, you say, Pastor, but why must I be strong? You must be strong because you can overcome the wicked one. In 1 John 2 verse 14 is the epistle, the letter written by the apostle. 1 John 2 verse 14, he says, I have written unto you fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. Now listen to this carefully. He says, I have written unto you young men, because you are strong. Do you see the word there? Say yes. Don't you see? Then I must pray for your eyes. Maybe it can make this bigger. No. I have written to you, if you make it in 2 scriptures, because you are strong and the word of God abideth in you and you have overcome the wicked one. You'll notice that the strong one will overcome the wicked one. Let me tell you something that might shock you. The enemy that fights you is very strong. You know why? He's an experienced fighter. He has fought many Christians before you. And he has a great level of success in making Christians fall and backslide. He uses the same strategy. A little bit of temptation and somebody to make you angry and you are finished because you are not. Somebody must have said the wrong thing about you. I'm so surprised. Yesterday I heard something and I was so surprised. It is the same strategy the devil used. A girl was posting some stuff or something about this girl. Somebody asked her, or somebody said to somebody else, that the girl is pregnant. And apparently the girl wasn't pregnant. But when she heard that the person said this, she became so angry and she left the church. I mean, how weak can you be? If the devil will, you know, the devil laughs because he says, just see how I remove the cell from the church. It's so easy. Just see. Just somebody just says she's pregnant. Oh my goodness gracious me. Are you out of your mind? One story and you're gone? You are weak like pop tomatoes. Spaghetti legs. One story about you and you leave. You're a Jesus. And you've been serving you for long. I can't understand it, but I understand it because they are not strong in the law. The devil likes stories. One of his, I help you. The devil's strategy is stories. It's a very easy way. Yes, his tricks are not different. Is it the Bible calls him that old foe? Have you ever heard the scripture? That old enemy is an old enemy. He's not this. I gebruik, maar hij lacht van. His tricks is working on all the people. The same trick, but it still works. It's the same trick, but it still works. So, why I was shocked at that thing? Because it's the second girl I hear had been taken out of Christianity or from the church or from the Lord in the same way. And I realized this is a good trick of Satan. Just let's say something. Say something. Our Christians are not strong. They are not strong. But we are going to become strong in Jesus' name. Amen. This church must be strong Christians. You must know why you believe what you believe. If somebody asks you, why do you go to church so much? If you don't answer the person properly, it means you haven't developed your strength. Why do people pray in tongues? You should be able to answer. Are you with me? Why can't you come with us to the nightclub? What is wrong with enjoying yourself? You should be able to answer. If you can't answer, it means you are not strong. Spaghetti legs. The wicked one is not the weakling. And it is only when you are strong can you overcome the wicked one. It's only when you're strong. I've told the story before. I want to tell it again. Look at Luke chapter 11, verse 21. Franco, you can rest. When a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. But when a stronger than he shall come unto him and overcome him, he taketh from him all his armor wherein he trusted and divided his spoils. I repeat again so you can understand. Maybe put it in the English version. Projector man. First go to verse 21. For when a strong man like Satan is fully armed and guards his palace, his possessions are safe. Then verse 22 says, until someone even stronger attacks and overpowers him, strips him of his weapons and carries out all his belongings. Hallelujah. The wicked one will be forced to leave you alone if he knows that the temptations he had tried on others is not working on you. Must become strong in the Lord. We had, where's Minister of Lights? Oh yeah, they're playing a match today. I know about it. All our boys are part of the team down the corner, so they sometimes pray together. I like it. So they're all Christians together in one team. Beautiful. I had a friend at school who was very strong. And when we arrived at school, we always had the problem of bullies. I don't know if they do it today, but they used to have bullies at school. And when you come to grade 8, which is standard 6, then the bullies call you and say, listen, do this, do that, do this, do that. And they make you do funny things to embarrass you. You must measure the schoolyard, and they give you the matchstick, and they say, see how many matchsticks you can count from here to there. Stuff like that. Stupid stuff. But then we realize that if we don't do it, they beat you up. You see, because although we came from a good school, not everybody who comes to the high school or from the same school. So you get some rough children coming there from bad backgrounds that's used to fighting, swearing. That's why high school is a very dangerous place for your children, because suddenly they come into an environment where there are many bad elements. Anyway, but we noticed that these guys were bullying all of us, but the one guy, they didn't bully him because he was very big and he was a black belt in karate. He lived close to where we lived. I didn't know him. He also came from another school. But I realized, if I can be friends with this guy, then the guys won't easily try to look for trouble with us. His name was Sabotka. His father was a traffic cop. I remember him. And I remember in those years, there was a movie called Ghostbusters. Have you heard that movie? It's about ghosts. And there was a song in the movie that said, if there's something strange sleeping in your bed, who are you going to call? Ghostbusters. So they made a song of this guy. He said, something. If something strange want to beat you, who are you going to call? Graham Sabotka. So I said, I must make friends with Graham Sabotka. Because one day we saw a boy try to fight him, and he gave a karate punch. And the boy just missed the boy, and he hit against the brick of the school. And the brick even cracked, and the fist was bleeding. And the boy just made it and disappeared. So nobody looked for trouble with Sabotka. Why? Because he was strong. You know why the enemy attacks you so much? Because you are so weak, you know. The enemy sees you as a target, you know. You are a prime target for Satan. But when you are strong, the big boys will leave you alone. Are you listening? Clap for Jesus. Take that point. Take that point into your mind. You can be strong in other things, but you may not be strong in the Lord. You're strong in sports. You're good at this. You're good at that, but you're not strong in the Lord. Anybody offers you a glass of wine, we fall. We had members who, they join our church, and they don't quickly become strong. And then when Christmas comes, then they go back into their old ways of drinking wine and having parties. That's not strong Christians. Christians should be people whose lives completely change. Like Zacchaeus, who got from the tree. I was preaching this in the crusade, that his life was different. Is your life different? Are you still the same? Just camouflage with a Christian name? Your actions must change. Your behavior must change. But because you are so weak now, the temptation comes. And they say, ach, let ik mafie. What a shock. When a strong man keepeth his palace, a stronger than he shall come upon him and take his goods. Amen. Number two, You must also strengthen yourself in the Lord, because the enemy is coming to attack you again. I like this. The enemy doesn't attack only once. He attacks you again and again till the day that you die. All right? Till the day that you die. The scripture is in 1 Kings 20:20. 1 Kings 20:20. And they slew everyone his man. All right, English version, I like it. Each Israelite soldier killed his Aramean opponent, and suddenly the entire Aramean army panicked and fled. The Israelites chased them, but King Ben-Hadad had and a few of his charioteers escaped on horses. However, the king of Israel destroyed the other horses and chariots and slaughtered the Arameans. Verse 22. Afterward, the prophet said to the king, Ahab, listen to these powerful words, okay? The king said, get ready for another attack. For what? For what? Begin making plans now, for the king of Aram will come back next spring. This is a powerful scripture that tells us that the devil doesn't attack only once. He attacks more than once. And what must you do? Get ready for another attack. Get ready for another attack. You see, when you are not ready for the attack, the enemy will catch you unawares. And this is what happened in the Second World War when Hitler started taking over the countries next to him. Austria, France, they were not ready. Today, the armies of Europe have many great missiles and atom bombs. They are ready for such an attack from some foolish person. But if you're not ready, you see, the devil will get you. So, it's important, the second key that I'm giving you is so important. The enemy is coming to attack you again. That is why you must strengthen yourself in the Lord. How is your marriage? He said, Pastor, my marriage is fine. Here's the news. The enemy is coming to attack you again. How is your life? How is your Christianity? No, Pastor, I came through that backsliding and now I'm fine. Here's the news. The enemy is coming to attack you again. Are you listening? So you must be strong in the Lord. And as the weeks go by this month, if God spares us all, I'm going to keep teaching you how to strengthen yourself. All right? What things you can do so that this thing doesn't come on you. And when we see you in the street, we are really proud of you. A soldier for the Lord. Amen. And whether you like it or not, your enemy will come for you. Jesus Christ was attacked over and over throughout his life and his ministry. Even on the cross, his very last few minutes, Jesus experienced unrelenting temptations and attacks. But if you are strong, you can defeat the enemy every time. Amen. One day a man tried to steal a car from my house. I'm not going to tell the story, it's very long. But I chased him and I got him. And I took my car back. You know I'm James Bond, 008. Then I took the man to the police station. Or the police came and took him. And the police told me, listen, the police van, don't, you're going to make a case. It's a long story. They're going to take your car in and keep your car. This. Let this man go. I said, take him down to the station. I'll think about it. And then somebody said, you know, if you take these people to the police and you release them, or if they come out, they're going to come back to you and they're going to come and hurt your family and those type of things. So I was thinking about all this. Then I went down to the police station. And there was an old man, I think he was about just about to retire, old police officer. He was writing down. And so he was taking out his paper. And I said to him, I think I must just leave this case. He said, why? I said, look, I don't want this guy to come out and then hassle my family and be a problem because I've arrested him, I caught him. And the old man got so angry with me that day. He said, you see, you are the problem of this country. I said, me? He said, yes, you. He said, these guys get away with all these things because you people, you come here, make a case, then you withdraw the case. He said, I said, but what about my family? What about this? He said, to hell with this guy. You have beaten him once. You can beat him again. And I thought, this man, what he's saying is true. You see, because I'm strong. I've beaten him once. Let him come again. I will beat him again. Is it good preaching? I think it's good preaching. I'm enjoying my own preaching. You must strengthen yourself because the enemy will come for you again. Amen. Dan moet jy ook nie dom wees nie. As jou huwelik so ruk, heeltyd ruk, 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 nou jy mos nou verby die ruk gekom as dit weer kalm. Nou as die volgende ruk kom, dan weet jy mos, dis die selle duivel. Dan kan jy nou nie die selle vir jou gedra nie. You can't behave the same. As any say, die selle trip, jy gaat dan die selle way aan. Hey, Heere Jesus. Beat the devil. Beat him at his tricks. Change your strategy. Change your behavior. See, but this trick is not working. Well, a capella. This trick is not working, Satan. But to do the same thing over and over again, he's going to defeat you again. Because he's coming for you. Again. Good preaching. Fine preaching. Right, number three. I'm almost finished because I have to leave at 11 for my other church. All right? Not at 11. Yeah, that's right. They start off past 10. Strengthen yourself so you can run your race properly. I won't be long with this one. Psalm 19 verse 4. It says, the line, yet the message has gone throughout the earth. And their words to all the world. God has made a home in the heavens of for the sun. Now, go to verse 5. It bursts forth like a radiant bridegroom after his wedding. It rejoices like a great athlete eager to run the race. A great athlete eager to run the race. Now, in the King James Version, it says, and rejoices as a strong man to run a race. Go to King James. And rejoice as a strong man to run a race. Amen. How many of you like athletics and saw 100 meter finals? It's probably the most exciting race in the whole athletics, isn't it? If you know anything about the 100 meter. But have you noticed the muscles on the people who run the 100 meters. You never get a thin runner running the 100 meters. Brandon will not qualify to run the 100 meters. It's normally strong, muscular men. Have you seen Caster Semenya? She's got muscles. They almost thought she was a man. The way she's strong, but you see, for athletics, to run a race, you need strength. You need muscles. You never see a fat person running on a track. Have you ever seen? I haven't seen. I'm not talking about breakthrough. I'm not talking about breakthroughs athletics. I'm talking about real athletics. Real that's not real athletics. Real athletics on TV, you don't get fat people on the track. Strong, muscular people. Because without strength, you cannot run a race. You need to strengthen yourself. My wife and myself, we ran the Two Oceans Ultra Marathon, 56 kilometers. So this year, we didn't run. We just went to go and support two of our people who ran. And as I was standing there, I thought to myself, the atmosphere is so nice at these races. I wish I could have run today. But I also told myself, it looks much easier than what it is. Because I've done three of these ultras. You can't just enter and run such a race. You must strengthen your muscles. Yeah. It looks nice there. You're coming in, the people's clapping. Yes, I wish I could have just... It's not like that. You won't even make it till there if you hadn't put in some kilometers of practice. Early morning, up the hills, up the valley, up the mountain, down the valley. Hey! If you're not strong, there's a bucky that comes saying, beep, beep, must get on. You didn't make it. If you don't cross a certain line by a certain time, they say, listen, yeah, you are wasting the Coca-Cola on the road, the water, climb on the bucket, we'll take you out, we'll take you in. If you say no, there's no. It's the rules of the race. You didn't practice and you wanna come waste our time, drink our water, yeah, drink our Coke on the no, get on the bucket. Hey! I tell you must be strong. The pain in your feet you will hardly imagine. Jesus. Anyway, number four. Let me close. Are you still here? Are you learning something? You must be strong. Why? Because of the things I'm saying. All right. Number four. You must also be strong because so you can withstand the devil in the evil day. There's an evil day coming for all of us. You must be able to withstand the devil. Ephesians 6 verse 13. Take with you the whole armor of God so that you can stand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, please remain standing. Hallelujah. I've had many trials and trouble. I thank God that I'm still standing. Amen. Marisa sings a nice song that I gave her to sing about. I still stand. Everybody reacts differently in the day of a crisis. Some people with soft hearts, they collapse and die in the day of a crisis. I had budgies and when I was younger, I liked birds. So I had budgies. And then I bought a small bird, it's called the finch. If you know anything about birds, a very small bird. But I realized that these birds are very sensitive, you know. So sometimes when the dog barks too loud, the bird gets a heart attack and dies. So the budgie is still there because he's stronger. But the little finch is beautiful. It's got such a red little beak. I'm going to have birds at the new site soon. You'll see them in the big cage. All the kids can come there. I'll let you even walk in the cage and with the birds. Isn't it nice? I love birds. There's also a bird called a lovebird. Have you seen a lovebird? It's beautiful. I'm buying it for my wife, a lovebird. I'm also calling her Lucille. It's a little, you can give the birds names. But the finches, and I give the finches the names of the weak Christians. So when the dog barks, boom! Yeah, then we come in the morning, we see the birds, the little finches dead. They said the dog barked too loud. They couldn't take the fright in the day of the crisis. Because there was probably some problem in the area. Dogs normally bark when there's a problem, you understand. It's a sad thing. But most people, they get a heart attack and they collapse in the day of crisis. Others go mad in the day of a crisis. Because everything changes. Without strength, the pressure, the crisis, and the problems will destroy you. But if you're strong in the Lord, you can withstand in the evil day. There was a sister that we met yesterday at Sister Fortein's house. She's an old friend of Sister Fortein. She has some funny ideas. But she told us that she was so touched by the great strength of Sister Fortein because she lost so many members to death in the past 3 or 4 years, but she hasn't left God or blamed God for that. Isn't it wonderful? Clap for the Lord, it's wonderful. There are those that experience many crises in their lives, but they still stand. Look at Sister Christina. She broke her ankle, but she's still in the church. Clap for Christina. It's just her voice got a little quiet, but she's still here. I don't know if the foot is affecting the voice. Will you be left standing in the evil day? Or will you fall and give up when the pressure comes? Some people, they have a marital problem and they leave the church. I don't understand. When you have a crisis, the best place to run to is to God. One couple, they left the church and asked, "Well, why are you not coming?" He said, "No, my wife and myself separated, so she's living there and I'm living here." I said, "But why don't you still come to..." Both don't come to church anymore. Because when the crisis comes, you fall. Play. We're closing. If you have an exam to write, listen, and you need 50% to pass, don't aim for 50%. Because you see, in your paper, you might get a question there that's a little tricky. And you just miss the 50%. You get 49. And the teacher is looking for that one mark just to add you, but there's nothing he can give you. Because you didn't aim high. You aim too low with your Christianity. Aim rather for 70. And if you don't make it, then you'll maybe get 60. Or 55. But don't just aim for 50. Don't say, "I'm going to be a Christian, but I'm not going to be so serious." In the time of your crisis, you're going to fail. Rather aim for the high mark. And if sometimes you stumble, you still get the low mark, but you never fail. I'm preaching. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. The last one, strengthen yourself so that you can help other people. So then you can help other people. Romans 15 verse 1. King James, Romans 15 verse 1. When thou art strong, we then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. NLT. We who are strong must be considerate of those who are sensitive about things like this. We must not just please ourselves. Beautiful. Some years ago, Bishop Dagg spoke to me and he said to me, in the aeroplane, they will tell you that you must first put oxygen on your own nose or breathe in oxygen for yourself before you can help others. I was asking him some questions about the church, and he said to me, you must first strengthen yourself before you can strengthen others. Some pastors had the mind that I mustn't have a church because I can help churches and explain to them what to do things. And he said, no, don't do that. First run your own church. First strengthen yourself. Then you can help others. Then he said, if you climb into the aeroplane, you will hear this message always. Doesn't matter what aeroplane it is. You will hear the same message. They will say, if there's a problem in the air with the aeroplane, then a mask will fall in front of you. You must put the mask over your nose and you must breathe freely. And then they say, after you have helped yourself, then you can go and help the children and other passengers. Now you would think, isn't it a good thing first to help the children? Now here's the thing, you see. If you don't have enough oxygen for yourself to breathe, you're of no use to the children. If you're not strong in yourself, how can you help the other weak? You see, pastors, as they preach to you, it doesn't mean that they don't have problems. It doesn't mean they don't have crises. But through the crisis, I can still help you, brother. I can still guide you. It doesn't mean my children are not naughty. I'm explaining to you how to deal with your children. It doesn't mean my children are angels. You understand? It doesn't mean I'm helping in your marriage, that I never have a problem in my marriage. No. It's only that I didn't give up everything now that I have a problem. Now I'm pop. No. I still have a problem, but I'm strong. I'm strong. I can help you. I don't just dress myself to come to church. Who like it? No. I'm concerned about others also. I've already helped myself. I know I'm coming. I don't even doubt I'm coming. But now my concern is, are you coming? Is that one coming? Can I phone this one? Can I make a love for this one? Is that person on duty? Is that person doing his job? No. I can help others. But I first strengthen myself. So why must you strengthen yourself? So that you can help other people. Ons kan nie heeltyd met jou probleem sukkel nie, Here Jesus. Van julle kinders wil nie regkom nie. Moenie jou probleem vir ewig maak nie. Move on in your life. Help others. Be strong. Nou moet ons heeltyd vir jou bid. Heeltyd vir jou bid, Here. Gaan jy kyk toe kom? Kom jy nie kyk toe nie? Hoekom sê nie hier nie? Here man. Raak met jy steek, jou spaghetti legs. You see, we are going to have now an operation which we call Operation Growing the Churches. We've settled our 11 branches now. They're not all fully functional, but I think 9 of them are fully functional. Now the operation comes to steadfastness, strengthening the churches, winning souls for the Lord. But we can't do it if we have weak Christians. You only come here for medicine every Sunday for yourself. No. It must strengthen you. Yes, it is to strengthen you so that you can be a benefit to others. How many lives have you touched in the past week? How many people did you speak to that you really affected positively? Have you ever spoken to someone just speaking and the person starts to cry? So powerful the words from your mouth can be if you are a strong Christian. Have you ever spoken to someone and you feel the anointing is right there in the midst of you? You can do it. Now next week and the weeks that's coming, I'm going to try and help you how you will get the strength. Today I told you why you must strengthen yourself. Why? The enemy will come for you. If you are weak, you are finished. What were the points? Give me the points. Number one, what was it? Why must you strengthen yourself? You should all know this now. Huh? You should overcome the wicked one, isn't it? Because he's an experienced fighter. Number two, the enemy is coming again. Don't say, last year we had a terrible year. Sister Fortein, tell them the enemy comes again and again and again and again. You must strengthen yourself. Number three, you must run this race. You won't finish the race because the bucky will fetch you. Jesus. Say, no, 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 no bucky is fetching me. We are going to finish the race. I must finish my race. Until then, my heart will go on singing. Number four, stand in the evil day. There's crises that awaits us, Pastor Scooby. We don't know. May we not leave the Lord, His house, when the evil comes. Keep standing. And number five, to help others. To help others. Isn't it powerful? Hallelujah. Stand to your feet, everybody. Through it all, we've learned to trust in Jesus. Hallelujah, through it all. Oh, through it all. Oh, I've learned to depend upon His word. Through it all. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus.
I've learned to trust in God.
Through it all, through it all, I've learned to depend upon His word. I want to pray for you before I go. You say, Pastor, you really, to this morning, the Lord spoke to me through the message. I'm not as strong as I should be. I want to be stronger. So when the enemy comes, I won't fall by the wayside. Please pray for me. Maybe your heart is far from God and you need to come closer. I want to pray with you. Lift your hands if you want such a prayer. If you want such a prayer, Pastor, pray for me for strength. For strength, for strength, for strength. Kambo reboshta kaha. Maka reboshta kaba. Father, we see the hands that are up. It's a sign that we are not satisfied to be weaklings. We don't want to be fodder for the enemy. We don't want to be food for the devil. We pray for strength. As we prepare our hearts for operation, growth, of breakthrough, may we be some that can help others, that can affect the lives of others. Let our time and our energy not just revolve around our own problems. Use us to help others, to help others, to help others. Help us to stand in the evil day. Having done all to stand, help us, God, that we remain standing. That we remain standing. Thank you for your love towards us. That when we disappoint you, you never disappoint us. When we fail you, oh God, you have never failed us. We thank you. Thank you for second chance, third chance, fourth chance. Plenty of chances in this life. But now we ask for strength. Strength from above. Help us to be found busy with Christian things, holy things, sacred things. May our roots grow deeper. So that in the time of tests and trials, we won't fall by the wayside. Help us to humble ourselves. Humble ourselves before the mighty hand of God. And He will lift us up. Help us, Lord Jesus, we pray. We need your help. This morning we ask for help. And we thank you, we bless you, that you will help us. In Jesus' name, amen.